Ways and Means Committee meeting. We're on Zoom, everybody. If you could call roll, Natalie?
Archer?
Here.
Ronk?
Present.
Bartels?
Here.
Taveras?
Present.
Haynes? Haynes is on mute, but she's here. Mayo?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
And Donaldson?
Hi.
Great, thank you, everyone. Okay, we have Resolution 172, implementing a voluntary separation program for eligible Ulster County employees.
Second.
Thank you. As I mentioned, we had some edits that were proposed, and it's in the OneDrive. Ken, did you get a copy as well?
I assume that I did, but I haven't looked at it since today.
So Jay, could you, everything on the first page stayed the same, but it was the second page where we had some edits. Jay, could you put that up for everyone to see? Okay, so it's the bold are the changes.
Yeah, I'm aware of the gist of it, Lynn. Everybody else probably is too.
You're okay.
I think it's unnecessary, but I'm comfortable with it.
Okay, and we've already run it by the exec's office. They're comfortable with it. So on the resolution as amended.
Let me ask you something.
Well, it hasn't been amended yet.
First, I want to ask, what was the final, what was the final change that the executive put in?
The second resolve from the top of the second page that in order to participate in the plan, an eligible employee must apply.
Okay, I got it. I see it. Okay.
In writing, right.
Yeah, that's something that's good. I had the conversation with Mark and John, and I'm glad that they're fine with that and a good edit. Okay, I'll make the motion to amend as written.
Second.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Mark, did you have something?
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight, and since he's on the line, and although he may be on the phone, so he may not be able to see the changes, but I mean, there was a memo, our labor council was good with the resolution as it was written at that time. He has not seen any of these changes. I don't know if he's able to see the screen.
No, Mark, I'm not. No, I'm only on the phone. I'm sorry.
That's okay. They really just add dates in. One adds a date that the employee would have to notify us in writing by, which is August 3rd, in order to be eligible. The county executive would have to come up with a plan by September, a plan and a list of positions by September 21st. And all eligible employees must leave county employment no later than March 31st, 2021. I don't anticipate these changes really do much.
So and it sounds like the date I'm leaving employment was extended.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's an operational lot, from the county and not necessarily a legal question, but I understand the change, Mark. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You're on mute.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm getting used to this. All in favor of the changes as highlighted?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Any new business? You can take that down now.
We didn't take a vote on the resolution.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, on the resolution as amended.
Aye.
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 Opposed? So moved. Okay. Any new business?
Okay.
I move we adjourn.
Well, I've got some old business that I'd like to bring up.
Hi, Mrs. Mullins. I'm assuming you won't need me any longer.
You're good, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks, Thank Bill.
You. Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, and please stay safe. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. You too. Under old business, I know we spoke about this at the last meeting, but we had some new information brought forth. The Democratic Caucus put out some questions, and Mark responded. I, at this juncture, would like to make a motion to refer Resolution 171 to Public Works Committee for a full evaluation of this project.
Due respect, Madam Chair, a point of order. That resolution's not before us this evening. It passed last month, so if you're going to do something of that nature, it would have to be placed on the floor of the legislature.
But I think she can move it for discussion purposes. You can make a motion to have it put on the table or just refer.
We could make a motion to reconsider the resolution since it passed last month and she voted in favor of it, but there'd need to be a second from the folks who voted in favor of it last week.
Actually, a motion to reconsider would probably not be an appropriate motion to make in a committee pursuant to our rules.
Is the minority counsel on here?
Well, let me just, if I, can we at least have a conversation about this?
Yes. We can have a conversation about whatever you'd like. I just don't believe that a motion to refer a resolution that passed last week to another committee is in order.
Well, we have new information, and as we're sitting here obligated to do the taxpayers' work, I think we're obligated to ensure that we have fully investigated all aspects of this. And at the end of the day, we went to change the blurb in the resolution to reflect just the hookup of gas and electric, and the contract that goes with the resolution has COVID-19 written all over it, which isn't relevant to this. So we're going to be signing a contract that's not relevant to what is happening in, with this resolution today. Ken?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know for sure, nor do I think anybody on this call or in this meeting, whether this will have an effect whether COVID will have an effect on the use of this building or not. Quite frankly, Governor Cuomo said in his daily press briefing today that he is keeping the Javits Center and Stony Brook and the Westchester County Center as makeshift hospitals until the fall because experts don't know whether or not we're going to need them for the flu combined with a second wave of COVID. I'm not saying that it's going to be used for that. I just don't think that it hurts us in any way, shape, or form to leave the resolution as it is with the wording as it is.
Steve, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, I mean, so there's two pieces to it. I do think that with the information that we have in terms of the capacity of the hospitals and the concerns about what really would be necessary to make this space habitable, I think we do feel safe that it cannot be used for COVID. Whether the hospitals will need further space, we don't, I guess, perhaps know, although it doesn't seem there's signs of it. But if it does, it doesn't seem logical that this would be the space. So I don't, with all due respect, don't agree that I think COVID should be removed from this.
Chair Donaldson?
Yes, I mean, I certainly understand that the COVID doesn't necessarily need to be on that, but I don't see the harm in it actually being there. In the end, we still have to bring the gas and electric to the building. We don't have much of a choice of that. Can we put it off? Well, we can put it off for a month, but what's the purpose of that? I mean, it's got to be done. It's a building we own, whether, you know, we like the idea that we have to do this at this juncture. We still have to do it. It's got to be done. I really don't understand how putting this off is going to change anything when it goes to Public Works, they're going to say the same thing. Well, we're going to have to bring the gas and electric to the building. Now, I do not think it's going to be used for COVID. I agree with that concept. I also agree with the idea we can never say never. But I don't think it's going to. But the point is, we still need the gas and electric brought to the building.
I guess the question is, do we need to bring the building online and spend at least $100,000 a year to keep the HVAC system running in a building when we have no clue at this juncture with the pandemic and the financial impact, how long we're going to have to keep that building running at the taxpayers' expense until we have a buyer for the building?
Mark
was going to say something. I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand. Yes, Mark.
I think the idea that there's any other location, and again, I think it's looking optimistic that at least for now in this cycle, we probably won't use this facility. What I will say is we can't hold the field house much longer. It was a temporary agreement. Also in June or July, possibly Health Alliance will start to move on the potentially much awaited emergency room expansion, which will limit that use. I'm not saying we're going to use this as a COVID hospital, but as Legislator Ronk pointed out, the Javits Center and others are being held, and I don't know of another location that would be used in the fall if not for here. That being said, what I just also want to mention, we answered those questions in good faith. To now say that there's new information that came out of those questions that this needs to be reconsidered. I mean, one of the points that was in those answers was that there's paint that is starting to deteriorate. And while this specific contract is for just separating the power from Wantech City campus to the other side, at some point we're going to have to make a decision as well on whether we're going to de-winterize the building. As Legislator Archer said, if we do that, it'll cost $100,000 a year. But I think there's great cost potentially in not doing that because we'll start to see mold growth. That being said, this contract only separates out the electric and it doesn't actually do the other pieces of de-winterizing this building.
And so those things will become before us when that's being proposed? You're on mute, Mark.
Yep. Sorry, I hit something and it made my computer go crazy. I mean, if they're over 50,000, they'll come before you. Otherwise, I think the county executive has said that we will keep you in the loop and aware of what's going to happen as we incur those costs. If we're not going to send a contract that is under 50,000 to you when there's no, I mean, that's not in the charter. It's not in the administrative code, but we would bring
Eve.
You.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We would let you know that that was going to occur.
Legislator Walter.
So, I guess I feel like I had some questions that I didn't feel were quite answered. And I feel like one of my biggest concerns, I have a few, but one of them is just the fact that it was a remediation site, that it had contaminated water. It was a Superfund site from IBM. And, you know, I did my work to try to understand what had been done to remediate that problem. And the only thing I can find was just that it was sort of subcategorized because of the lack of anyone being there. But that I don't feel like I really have a sense of even the safety at all of using that space. And when, how recently was an environmental assessment done? And do we know whether the air is contaminated right now, how contaminated the water is? Do we know that?
Mark, and then Ken.
So one thing we needed to do in order to get this contract to the point to where we could get it to you is that the DEC gave us a permit to do this drilling in an expedited fashion, which was needed because of the well water. However, the contamination is on the east side of the Tech City site. It is not on the west side of the site. The plume is under the portions that are on the other side of the road.
May I add to that?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Evelyn Wright, is that who was speaking?
Well, yes, may I just add some to Mark's answer?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, do you hear me?
Yes.
I just wanted to add to what Mark said. We did an extensive drill down with DEC on exactly where the contamination is on the Tech City campus with all the maps and the operating units and all of that. The West Campus is not a Superfund site. There was a tiny bit of groundwater contamination that is well contained, that crossed over into a tiny triangle of the parking lot. There's no contamination in the building. The asbestos in the building was all properly sealed and remediated in terms of what's around the pipes. There are not environmental hazards on the site or in the building.
Okay, thank you. Ken, Ron?
I keep raising my hand. Nobody called.
I know, but Ken had his hand raised as well. Dave, you're next.
I had it long before, but
Ken, you're on mute, Ken.
Sorry. Dave can go first. My comment was probably like 5 minutes ago. I seem to have lost my train of thought in the middle of the stream of consciousness that's going on. So Dave can go first.
He had a senior moment. Exactly what Mark was pointing out, and Evelyn, that we dealt with that quite a while ago. That's part of the site, that part of the site there. And in fact, if you remember, it wasn't that long ago that building was occupied by Bank of America and a lot of employees were in there. And this was after the understanding of the, the plume and the environmental problems, but they were still allowed to operate there because, as they're pointing out, it was on the opposite side of the street where the real problems were. So, IBM actually came in and actually met with Ginsburg, and I happened to be the chairman at the time, and we met and we sat down with a number of those with issues there. And, of course, that Ginsburg, of course, was an impossible guy to deal with, even though IBM flew people in from all over the country. We were attempting to try to actually work towards dealing with that plume that's on the other side. And they were willing to start to bend a little bit, but he kind of screwed that deal up like he screwed all the other deals up that we dealt with. So there is not an environmental issue on that. So my mindset is let's move on and let's get that building electric and gas.
Well, and my final comment is basically, the taxpayers are counting on us to be prudent during the crisis that we have before us. We have a $30 to $40 million gap, and we don't even know if it's going to end up being more. And I just feel that we need to take a closer look at all projects as we go through this, because we are not sure what we're going to get from state or fed.
All right.
Legislator Bronk.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. I totally agree that we should be looking at every dollar and every cent. I think that we've looked at this dollar and cent project quite a bit more extensively than we've looked at almost any project that I can remember on this legislature, including, multi-million dollar renovations of buildings. This is $130,000 gas line, of which we're going to receive back $60,000 in credits from Central Hudson. It's going to be needed no matter if the building is used for a COVID purpose or not, whether it's sold, whether it's auctioned, whether we, blow it up and rebuild something else. Regardless of all of those, and with respect to your questions, and you know, they're good questions if we're concerned about what purpose the building's going to be used for, and if the fact that the difference between what the use of the building would be would matter to whether or not we want to replace the gas and electric lines. I think that neither one of those things is a factor. We're not going to, regardless of what the building's going to be used for, we still need to do this work. I don't understand what's the utility of waiting a month for more information on the use of the building when we might not know what we're going to use the building for 3 months from now. We might. And with respect to serving the taxpayers of Ulster County, I think that it behooves us to get this building ready so if a suitor came along who wanted to purchase the building, it's ready to be purchased. We don't have to wait another month for us to pass a contract with Central Hudson to replace the gas and the electric lines.
And with all due respect, Legislator Ronk, you're absolutely correct, except that this is the start of additional expenses going to be incurred. We already know that there's expenses that'll take this 137 to potentially 230,000. We're putting a building online, a significant space that are now going to be 100,000 plus in expenses every year till the building is sold. All I was asking for was a little time to say, do we need to bring the building online right now? Can do the electrical hookup, but this is the slippery slope and it starts from here and expenses are going to build. So with that, I will, any other comments anybody wants to make before we go? Tracy? Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. I just want to be on record as agreeing with everything that you've last said. I know that I said it at the last meeting, but I have the same concerns. I think 1 month, we're not going to answer all the questions, but from Deputy Executive Wright, we just heard different information than was provided to us in the response to our questions in terms of an absolute, there are no environmental implications. That's not the answer that we got. We got a different answer. And I am very, very concerned about the slow bleed, the slippery slope that this building could be in this moment in time. If we were talking about this building before the COVID pandemic, I would be 100% in to get moving, to have the strategy sessions, to talk about the rehabilitation of this site for the good of Ulster County, the town, et cetera. But we are going to be facing immense budget shortfalls. And I believe, based on even what I'm hearing at these meetings, that these costs are going to start to build after today. This is just the first of many, many costs that are going to be tacked onto this building. And again, it may be small, maybe a little at a time. What we know of right now is the 230 plus the 100. Now there's going to be the paint. Once we de-winterize, there's going to be all other problems that we're going to be dealing with. And I am very concerned that it's going to cost us a tremendous amount of money.
Did I see your hand, Legislator Ronk?
Several times, but I'm just going to reserve comment.
Anybody else? Legislator Walter. You're on mute.
Wow, that was my first. You know, that was why we asked questions such as, you know, the timeline and estimated budget, so that we really could have a sense, even before today's meeting, what these costs can be. And the answers were not sufficient. I mean, when asked the timeline and estimated budget, and if there's a contingency budget, all we got was that the electric work would be 4 weeks. So to me, this is a matter of having really more substantial kind of information about the expenditures already, the expected expenditures coming up in front of us so that we can make an intelligent decision. I'll agree with Legislator Bartels that question we asked about environmental remediation was not answered the way it was just answered now. This is the first time we're hearing in that way. So I support the idea, as I proposed last week, to give this a little time, because some of these we do want answers to. We really would like to know what the budget would be, not just if it's under 50,000, we probably won't hear about it, but what that total might end up being to get it to the level it needs to be.
Okay. May I speak?
Chair Donaldson? And then
right now, legislator on this gas and electric, we're going to get a $60 rebate, $60,000 rebate in order to help us deal with this issue. Nothing's going to change. We still have to put the gas and electric in it. Then we're still going to have to evaluate how much money we're going to put in it after that. Whether we have to do the gas and electric first. That's got to be done. And then we'll have to evaluate what we're going to be putting into it. And what we're going to have to be putting into it, we're going to have to be putting into it. We own the building. We're either that or we're just going to blow it up and say, let's forget about it and put a baseball field there, I guess. Whatever you want to do. But the point is, they still need electric and gas and electric to that site. And so my mindset is all these things that you're asking are immaterial. You still have to bring the gas and electric to the site. And that's, and whether you can put it off a month and ask more questions and to nauseam, but it's still not going to change. It's still not going to change the fact.
Legislator Monk.
Thanks. And mark this down. I don't usually say this, too terribly often, but I agree with everything that Dave just said. In addition to that, I have serious concern about some of the things that are being brought up here about the kind of decisions that the legislature legislators are saying that they would want to weigh in on here. I can't imagine the kind of questions we would have had over every single contract having to do with the building of the new family court facility, which came in on time and under budget. If we're going to start micromanaging these capital projects to this level, then why do we need a county executive? This is what the legislature used to do, which is one of the reasons that we had, the jail debacle, is we want to know all the information about every single project. That's how projects come in late. That's how projects come in over budget. I have serious concern about some of the things being brought up here today.
I have serious concerns.
I call for any votes.
I have one moment, please. I have serious concerns as well. First of all, this isn't listed as a capital project, as it should be. And second of all, Mark Ryder just told us if the invoices are under 50,000, we're not going to know what they're doing in the building. And so as appropriators, as to understanding what we're doing, how do you make a decision on appropriations if you have no idea what the plan is? So I take my responsibility to my constituency and the taxpayers of this county that we're asking the right questions to get the answers so we can make informed decisions. That's what we're here for.
Isn't the plan to bring in gas and electric to it? That's the plan.
Right. Yes, that's the plan. You're absolutely right.
The plan is to bring gas and electric to it. Legislator
Haynes.
Yeah, I'm just confused. I know last week there was a series of questions. Was there an internal email that got sent around with those answers to those questions? Was there?
Yes, that was not shared with us, Heidi.
Oh.
Imagine that.
You're welcome to. I think you already got them. Didn't you, Legislator Rock? You already got them.
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get them.
Any other questions? Any other comments?
Well, why wasn't that email shared, though? Was it because it was only sent to the people who had questions?
We sent it through our caucus, Heidi.
Okay.
Not for us, Heidi. Or Dave, apparently.
Dave
most certainly did. He's in our caucus.
The chair was...
I did not get one. I didn't get all those questions. I got the request for questions, but I didn't get the answers that were given.
Any other questions? Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved, second.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.